Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in ways that glorify you, that ways that lead us to come to know your will, lead us to come to know your love, lead us to come to know your joy, and lead us to share our faith with others, that all may know the truth that sets them free. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're continuing in Romans. We're now moving over to Romans 2, 1 through 11. That's today's first reading today. And there's a powerful dynamic here. Sometimes when you read this, you have to read not the words, but what Paul is saying through the words. I mean, it's the same thing, but it's just an understanding of this. And he brings out a powerful principle, which actually Jesus also brings out as well. He doesn't use the same words Jesus does, but the principle is the same. And he talks about, are you passing judgment on an other? And he says, by the standard which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you, the judge, do the very same things. We know that the judgment of God on those who do such things is true. Do you suppose then, you who judge those who engage in such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Well, what is he saying there? Really simple. Why do you look at the person with the speck in their eye and miss the log in your own? Is really what's going on there. He's really teaching that principle that Jesus also taught. Here you are focused on everyone else and you're not focused on yourself, on what needs to change in yourself. And because you do that, Paul is stricter than Jesus in this sense, because you do that you will be held account even more so than they will, because you're condemning them for what they are doing. But you're doing the same thing and you're not changing your way of existence. And that's important. And he says later, he says, by your stubbornness and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself. Well, those are scary terms. We're in October, we're in a scary month, so those are scary terms. For the day of wrath and revelation of the just judgment of God will repay everyone according to his works. Eternal life to those who seek glory, honor, and immortality through perseverance in good works, but wrath and fury to those who selfishly disobey the truth and obey wickedness. Okay. We have to understand this within context. Why do people persevere in good works? Because they're seeking to do the will of God. That's it. They have this relationship with Christ. They're seeking to do the will of God. And the only way you are going to understand the will of God is to be a person of prayer. The Catholic Church teaches that in the Catechism 2098. I don't care who you can quote to me. I don't care who it is. If they teach you to live a virtuous life without mentioning prayer, they're wasting their time talking to me. You have to be rooted in prayer. Because when you are rooted in prayer, and remember, I'm speaking to a Catholic and an evangelical audience, among others. Even atheists are listening, or whatever the case may be. All of them are saying, would you please stop saying whatever the case may be? I wish I could. So anyway, all people who may be listening and, you know, they're hearing these words. And of course, coming from a Catholic perspective, talking to Catholics, understand that we have a long tradition of great forms of prayer. All the great saints were transformed by their prayer first. And, you know, obviously when we're talking prayer, we're talking a relationship with God. This is the reason why I really say, remember, Christianity is not a moral code. It is a relationship with Christ, and we conform our life with that relationship so that we may live in a way where Christ is leading us to a whole new way of existence. Go back to what I said earlier in the week. It's if we truly understand the prologue of the first letter of John, as well as the prologue of John, if we truly understand what's being said there, we're going to stop and go, whoa. I hope I did that well. You know, because we're going to suddenly realize, wow, what Jesus is leading us to is a whole different understanding of who we are. Let me go back to what we're thinking of in terms of what I said yesterday about, you know, people are getting into the whole discussion of aliens and maybe aliens visiting and stuff like that. And all that. Well, if we really understand what Christ is teaching us in light of who we truly are, anything that, I mean, I'm not saying aliens are visiting, by the way. I have no idea. That's something you need to talk to NASA about and others. But if we're understanding, if we were to believe that, we would believe that what Jesus is leading us to is even better. Bigger than that. And even if they were an advanced society, as people say, well, they're going to be an advanced society, which is very possible if they even exist at all. My assumption would be if they are so advanced, they would say, oh, obviously, you know, this person that we call whatever, what do you call him? And you'd realize they were talking about Jesus. I can tell you that right now. Why? Because he's calling us to something that is so much bigger than anything any race can create. That's important. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, catholicaudiomedia.com, catholicaudiomedia.com, where you can check out our website, you can check out the archives of the show, you can check out our Substack newsletter, and you can also go to our new shopping page. And when you go there, anything you buy there supports the parish. And these are all creations that I've done with the help of others. And also, do understand that my book is there, my latest book is there. By the way, if you want to look me up on Amazon, I've got a couple books on Amazon. But anyway, my book is there, my latest book. That's my fourth book. And it's priced at a lower level so that you can read it, and then you can send me your comments and questions and everything else. Or if you happen to buy the book and you happen to bring it by and you want me to sign it, I'd be happy to do that over at 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts. And so the book is there. You can check it out. And remember, the reason why I self-publish is so that when you read my words, you read my words, not what a publishing house says, this is what we want you to write. No, this is what I write. And kind of interesting. I've always been that way. You know, that's the way I am. Unfortunately, a lot of people from that perspective don't really become these superstars, so to speak, which is not what I'm looking for anyway, because they put their own vision out. And sometimes that doesn't match other people's visions, but that's okay. Because what vision I want you to understand is the vision that leads us closer to Christ. So that's what we want to do. Anyway, that's at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on shopping, click on St. Anthony Parish, and that clicks you to us. And remember, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock Mass every single Sunday. So standing invitation to our 10 o'clock Mass a.m. And we've been talking about the different concept of what Jesus is, or St. Paul is teaching us about Jesus. And he's showing us that reality of focusing on changing our life so that we can serve others. Don't focus on changing others' lives. And he makes this really important line where he talks about stubbornness and impenitent heart. You are storing up wrath for yourself while, as Paul mentions, you're turning around and pointing to other people's sins. Now, we see that in our society, and we see it in all different, whether people are religious or not. They're always, yeah, but those people, it's a dynamic. If you focus on you drawing closer to Christ and becoming more Christ-like, then you're not going to worry about what the other people are doing, and they're going to look at you and say, how does he do that? Something similar we can see right from St. Peter, where he says that we should always be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks us for a reason for the hope is in you. Notice that. It's them asking us, not us condemning them. That's where it is. So if we spend our time going, well, you should be doing this, should be doing this, should be doing this, then that's us telling them. That's us focusing on the log in their eye instead of the speck in our own. Or as St. Paul says, that we're condemning them without paying any attention to what we need to change in our own lives. But if we focus on drawing closer to Christ by default, our lives will change, and then people will be asking us. You know, I'll give you a great example. And that is when people go to church on Sunday. People say, well, I don't have to go to church. I'm good enough to get to heaven as it is. Actually, you're not. I'll tell you that right now. But God has called you to come to learn of his truth, to come to understand his truth so that you may live your life by a whole new way of existence so that you can get back to that factor I've used now 3 days. This will be 3 days in a row. Whoa. When you it kind of strikes you, what is it that Christ is teaching you? So anyway, what happens is that you come to this whole new understanding and you live your life in a whole different way. And a good example of that, people go to church on Sunday. So there are plenty of people who don't go to church. I'm good enough to get to heaven, as I said. I don't need to go to church, which, by the way, you're not good enough to get to heaven. And people will look at that and say, why do they do that? Why are they on a Sunday morning going to church, or Saturday afternoon, on a Sunday morning going to church when I'm not going to go to church? I'm going to read the sports pages. Whatever, you can see there's a hope there. And so always be ready. But see, the focus is on them asking us, not us condemning them. Do you see the difference? So we're going to talk more about this tomorrow as we continue through our journey through Romans, this very powerful letter. We'll see you tomorrow, midnight, 3 o'clock. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.